Hello everyone. I'm just commenting on this new development in the search for Madeleine McCann. Now you might not remember, you might have been alive at the time. Madeleine McCann was a three-year-old British girl on holiday in Praia da Luz, Portugal, who disappeared in 2007. So it's a horrific case. As a parent, it's got to be your worst nightmare to think that your child will be kidnapped, have no idea where she is. You know, best case scenario is some woman's maternal instinct went haywire, kidnapped the child to bring her up as her own. Sadly, I think there is going to be a worse scenario. I mean, it's extremely likely that she's dead. I would be delighted if she showed up alive, now an adult. But anyway, it's horrendous. Who could possibly bring himself or perhaps even herself to harm a child like that when you see a photo of her, just the picture of innocence, so adorable. And it's a really lachrymose tale. So she's on holiday with her parents and her two brothers, and the three children put to sleep in the hotel room, and the parents are having dinner in the hotel restaurant, only something like 50 meters away. Thinking is absolutely impossible that anyone could get into the bedroom, kidnap the child, and get out without waking up the other two brothers. But that's what happened. So I remember it was all over the front pages for weeks back then. If anybody has any leads, the Look for Maddie posters everywhere. The McCanns had an audience with the Pope, and then people suggesting it was the McCanns themselves, because the parents are both doctors. I think are they cardiologists? And so someone said, oh, well, there's DNA evidence. Well, there would be, because of course the mother was in physical contact with her daughter. Or the other, or there's another theory, which I've got no reason to believe, that they wanted to make her sleep. So as cardiologists, they had access to drugs to slow her heart, but overdid it and accidentally killed her, and blah, 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 and so on. Then a British man who was staying close by, he was named as a suspect, and that's typical status in Portugal, a named suspect, and so on. And as he was libeled by a British newspaper, which suggested it was him, and it's not him, and so on. And nobody's ever been charged with his crime. So who could have committed this abominable crime? I'm very sorry to say she's probably murdered within hours. All right, I would be delighted to be proved wrong. Anyway, so the prime suspect at the moment is a chap called Christian Bruckner, and he apparently has got an extensive criminal record for monstrous crimes of this nature, not as far as murder. And he's presently incarcerated in Germany because he raped a 72-year-old American in Portugal in 2005. He's due to be set at liberty later this year. Now, Christian Bruckner was in the area at the time and driving a certain vehicle. But the vehicle that he was driving was rented in somebody else's name. It seems that somebody else rented it and then lent it to him. So the police weren't able to put two and two together. Because if known Bruckner was in the area, then that would have led them to them at a much, much earlier stage. Of course, I know Bruckner has committed the most ghastly crimes beforehand, but that doesn't prove he's guilty of this particular one. Anyway, so the Portuguese have declared him an arguido, as in a named suspect. But we'll see what's going to happen. Searching various areas around there. I remember thousands of Portuguese were drafted in to search there. But think if we and people say that it's still not doing enough. But if you have even one more police officer, does it make it any more likely you're going to find the person and so on? And so the police, they're now searching on this dam area about 40 minutes by car from where Madeleine McCann disappeared. And Bruckner certainly visited that place many times up until 2017 because he posted photos of himself close to the dam. So could her mortal remains be there? Anyway, so I mean, got to feel so sorry. Well, for the poor child, for the parents, and so on, because you know they're never going to forgive themselves. You know, or that we should have like had dinner early with the children, or one of us stayed in the room with the children, or something like that. They did something which seemed totally reasonable to me. You think, you know, it's less likely than a lightning strike that someone's going to be able to kidnap our child. I would have done what they had done. And they suffer to this day, and they just take that regret with them to the grave. Anyway, it underscores just how evil it is to commit acts of violence against a child, to deliberately commit an act of violence against a child, to abduct a child, or something sick like that. And sadly, it goes on all too often, and there are too many demagogues out there willing to advocate for the ultimate act of violence against innocent children, whether they're 3 years old, whether they're 3 months old, 3 days old, 3 weeks old, whether they're born, whether they're unborn, they're human beings. They have the right to life. They did nothing wrong. So save children, defend the defenseless. You know, it's not too much to ask. Children have the right to life just as much as adults do. And this guy, if he is convicted, even if it's murder, I know it's the most ghastly and nauseating crime, but, you know, even he shouldn't be executed. I know that's easy for me to say. What if it were my daughter? Okay, maybe my blood would be boiling. Maybe I'd feel differently. But I'd be so subjective about it that I'm afraid, you know, we can't necessarily give the family what they want. And, you know, also the thing about murder cases, another reason not the death penalty, is there's another family on the other side of this. What about the murderer, his parents, his sister, his brother? He might have a spouse, children, something like that. We don't want to make them suffer. They're suffering badly enough, someone serving life imprisonment. Goodness. So that is the McCann case, a truly tragic and horrifying case. Well, you know, I think the best that can be realistically hoped for is maybe the McCann family will finally find the truth and have closure and be able to bury her and finally bid a farewell to their beloved daughter.